whose grandfather, Carl Thien, was nicknamed Picnic. And we're going to talk more about it when we come back from break. Randy. Oh, okay. Randy's on the phone. So we'll just keep talking until Randy gets back with us. Carl Thien was a good-looking guy.
That's right. Throughout the 5 years that he spent in the Army, one story I'll share with you real quick is, of course, a couple days ago I was just visiting Grandpa again in Florida, and that was for his 50th wedding anniversary. After the war, when he was on leave, he returned home to New York and married his longtime girlfriend, Virginia Kelly, who became, of course, to me, Grandma. And just a couple days ago, they both celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, which was quite an event, as you can imagine, for both them.
And you had a pretty exciting time when you came back. You stopped in Washington, D.C.
That's right. One of the things I've been looking forward to, I guess one of positive things about having published this book and all the work that went into it was some of the rewards that I had by going to Washington and being a guest of the various embassies associated with the book. I visited the and met with the ambassadors of Australia to the U.S., Papua New Guinea, Republic of Indonesia, and the Philippines, all of which were and of course Japan, all of which were very interested in the book and with what I had to say, and gratefully accepted copies of it for themselves and the embassy's libraries.
And you're going back.
That's right. The Republic of Indonesia has invited me back for Indonesian Independence Day, of all things, which is in middle of August, to present to their ambassador a copy of the book and make a speech at the ambassador's residence, which, of course, is something very exciting to me. And, of course, with my grandfather having served in the Dutch East Indies during the war, which is today part of Indonesia.
I think it's amazing. I mean, I'm sure when the first time you sat down to ask your grandfather about the ships and the planes and the weapons, you never thought that this is where it was going.
Oh definitely. I think that's in that way, that turned out for the better, because I was never intent on publishing a book. I was never intent on being an author. I was just doing this for my own personal knowledge, and for that reason, was always surprised by the way things turned out. And